views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm so glad and happy to be here today. It's a sunny, beautiful day here in North Carolina. And I've got a really interesting, great guest here today, who I first met, I think, maybe about a year or two ago. And she sent me some of her music. She's a gifted singer. She's from South Africa, a talented musician and songwriter. She's also an author with Hay House. And we're going to be talking about her book today, Knowing Who I Am. And she's also a really quite a stirring keynote speaker. She's a multi-platinum seller, often referred to as South Africa's version of Celine Dion, and she's established herself as one of that country's most inspirational artists. Her name is Nia Nell, and her music is a combination of folk, pop, country, and classical. And when I first heard her music, I was kind of sat there in a stunned kind of look on my face. I wish I could play some for you today, because I know that you will have the same reaction I had, which is just, it's like hearing the heavens open and the angels just start to sing. It's incredible. Before I bring on Nia Nell, I want to just mention a couple of things. I am teaching a workshop April 7th in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I've got some people coming in from out of town, different states. If you would like to come visit this area, Chapel Hill, or if you live in this area, please, if you want to find out more, go to my website, www.sherrydiller.com, and look at the classes menu. I'd love to have you. This class is about connecting with higher energies, communicating with angels, guides, and it's a highly experiential class, and I know that they're always a lot of fun. So keep that in mind. Again, that's April 7th. That's a Sunday. It's going to run from 10 to 3. And I also wanted to mention that I'm starting to do a new kind of session. I've been doing readings for, 25, 27, somewhere around there, years. And I love doing readings. I love connecting with people. And I've been getting this kind of a push lately, actually not more than lately. It's been kind of more for probably a few years now, because I'm very involved in healing also, my own healing, working with higher energies, angels, the angelic realm, with Mother Mary in particular. And so the session I'm now going to offer and am offering, and I'm going to offer it at a special price for everybody, just to get the ball rolling, is a combination reading and healing session where I'll do the readings like I normally do. This is going to be an hour session. I'll do a reading for 45, 50 minutes, somewhere around there. The bulk of the session at this time will be mostly a reading. And then at the end of the reading, for maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, I'm going to work with your angels and with Mary and help to heal some of the issues, the imbalances, the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical kinds of things that often come up in readings that, it's an opportunity to bring healing to those areas in your life and also increased energy and blessings to those things that you may be concerned about. So you can find out more about that on my website, www.sherrydiller.com. And like I said, I've got a low price as an introductory kind of kickoff price for that. So feel free to give me an email if you're interested, sgd7777@yahoo.com. Speaking of, well, things, Nanelle here is, like I said, she's an author with Hay House, and she is graciously offered our listeners today a free copy of her book, Knowing Who I Am. It includes a CD of her incredible music. And there's, I've got five copies of this book that I'm going to send to you. All you need to do is be one of the first five people that email me at sgd7777@yahoo.com. Again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. Be one of the first five people that do that, and I will send out a book to you, Knowing Who I Am. All right. So let me just mention a couple other of Nanelle's accomplishments just to impress you further. Her career highlights include a duet performance with the legendary tenor Andrea Bocelli during one of his visits to South Africa, along with a world televised performance at the closing ceremony of the 2010 World Cup Finals. In addition, she's achieved gold status with four of her albums and platinum status with four, establishing her as one of South Africa's top artists, vocalists, musicians. She's also won several South African music awards for various projects. And Nanelle, as you're going to find out in just a moment, oh, by the way, she's also the mother of triplets, 5.5-year-old triplets. She does a lot of traveling. She was in New York in February performing, I believe, at the Hay House You Can Do It conference. So, Nanelle, are you there with us? Are you here?
I am listening to you. And, wow, you're making me feel so great.
You are just incredible and fabulous. And like I said, I was kind of sitting there stunned listening to your music the first time. And I'm so excited to have you here today. And I really hope people will check out what you're doing and find out more about you. And of course, you know, the book, Love Yourself and Make a Difference, Knowing Who I Am, which is about loving yourself and making a difference, comes with a CD. So they would get the book and the CD right in kind of, you know, an easy way. All right. Now we're going to, I gave a longer intro than I normally do. So we're going to go to break. We've got a break coming up in maybe 3 or 4 minutes. So in that short time, of course, you know, we can kind of interrupt and come back to this. But tell us a little bit on, let's talk about the book a little bit. Let's go right to kind of the core of it. Knowing Who I Am, love yourself and make a difference. What does that mean, love yourself and make a difference?
You know, Sherry, for so many years, I define myself by my voice and my ability to write songs, you know. And that's a very scary place to be because you kind of depend on the feedback and the support that you get from people. And if that is not very great, which it wasn't for many years in my career, you feel very worthless and very small, you know, and unworthy. And even after I achieved great success, I realized I'm still feeling unworthy. I still feel small and I'm still terrified of people, you know. So I needed to start peeling off the layers of who I thought I was, you know. And I discovered that I am not how I look and how I think and feel and what I achieve in life and what I have in life. And yes, it is part of my life to be a mother and a woman and a wife, but that's not who I am. And finally, after peeling off all these layers, I discovered, you know, that I'm the one thing that we all desire and search for here on earth, and that is unconditional love. And, you know, when I discovered this love within myself and realized that I am enough, and I started focusing on this love, it started to grow. And eventually I realized, wow, this is when the miracle happened. I saw unconditional love in all the people around me, and this this fear that I had for people. You know, when I was about 6, 7 years old, I already sounded like an adult when I sang. I had this huge operatic voice, but unfortunately, I didn't have the personality. I was incredibly shy, insecure, and just terrified of people. So it took me nearly 41 years to kind of grow into this voice. And on this journey, I discovered that I can actually develop my skills. I mean, you can be an introvert, but you can develop your extrovert skills. And but even after developing all these skills, I was still terrified. And the only thing that took this fear away was unconditional love for myself. And then when I found it within myself, I saw it in everyone around me. And that's the only thing that, that makes fear for people and for life and for anything else disappear.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Because, yeah, you know, it's so true. Even I think you bring up such a great point that really, you know, no matter how successful we may be in life, it's really what determines so much of our day-to-day experience is really love, how much we love ourselves and how much love we're willing to receive. We're going to be talking more about this, Nianel, when we come back. You're listening to Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're back with Intuit University. And it's a wonderful day here, Thursday. late March, and we've got Nia now calling us all the way from South Africa. And before our break, we were, by the way, I want to mention your website to find out more about Nia Nell is www.nianell.com. Is that correct?
That's right. Nia Nell is NIANELL. I see that, and I've noticed that the Americans find it difficult to pronounce it. You know, they keep wanting to say Nia Nell, but it's Nia Nell, NIANELL.
Right. I think I'm doing it. I'm trying to do it right, Nia Nell.
Now you're doing a great job.
Okay. All right. Now, before we went to break, you were talking about unconditional love and how that really made such a huge difference in the quality of your life, changed everything. Sometimes it's hard to know. I know this sounds really kind of not possible, but it is possible. Sometimes it's hard to know what an unconditional love is if we've not experienced it, you know? How did you arrive at unconditional love, you know?
You know, I think the definition of love has been discussed by so many people throughout the world. I even have a section in my book where I've tried to define, and I've asked a lot of people in South Africa, famous people, old people, young people, everybody, what do they think unconditional love is? And everybody has a different idea and will have a different idea, because I think all of us experience love in different ways, because we are so uniquely different in our personalities. But if you think of unconditional love, you know, this is how I measure it for myself. It unites. It unites everything. Mm. And I know that if I have a thought or an action that is causing separation, all right, then I am not vibrating in unconditional love. Unconditional love unites. And it unites people. And it unites, your thoughts and your feelings about yourself. And it unites us with God and everything around us, with creation. And it is just, when you vibrate in unconditional love, you know, you are definitely on a high. You have the courage to be positive and to change things in your life that needs to be changed. You have the courage to forgive yourself. You have the courage to be non-judgmental towards yourself. And you start being kind towards yourself. And when you can fill that cup, when you can fill everything within yourself, be gentle, loving towards yourself, accepting yourself, forgiving yourself, then that starts flowing over to the people around you, you know, and you can't help but treating everybody else around you with that compassion, because you also realize that you are one with everything. You're one with creation and one with your creator. And this is what unconditional love is. Just understanding that you're part of this oneness. And it just fills you with such joy and such peace. And
because it's like such a powerful energy. And I think, you know, sometimes I think it comes to us just with grace, too, that, you know, it just kind of emerges within us in its own kind of its own source of wisdom and power and strength. And, you know, just being able to accept that love is a tremendous, tremendous kind of stance in our evolution, our growth, you know, of just being able to feel it, receive it, and stay in it as much as we possibly can. You know, Nia Nell, when I first talked to you, and I can't remember, I think it was a couple years ago, you told me a story about that was such a tremendous story. I actually think about it from time to time, about when you first met and Wayne Dyer. And I think most people know Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's a spiritual leader and author, another Hay House author and spiritual leader. Would you mind sharing that story with everybody? when you know what story I'm talking about?
I do. I remember it was such a moment in my life, and I'd love to share it. You know, when I turned 40, or just before I turned 40, I decided I was going to give myself a gift. You know, you start doing that when you turn 40, you start giving yourself gifts. And my girls were just 4 years old, and I really needed some time on my own. So I stumbled upon this tour that Dr. Wayne Dyer was going to do. It was a 10-day trip through Assisi and Lourdes and Croatia, and I thought, wow, I'm going to do this, you know, and it took me a long time to actually give this to myself, because, you know, I'm so used to give to everybody else, my girls and my career and my husband, and this was the greatest thing I've ever done. It's actually when you can give to yourself that you receive so much more, and then you get so much more to give, you know. So I went on this journey, and it was my intention to kind of disappear within all the, you know, that we were 160 people on this journey. And I knew that people over there, you know, I wasn't as well known as I am in my own country, so I could easily just fit into the crowd and just listen and share and be on my own and have some me time. And I remember we had the first talk that was in the cathedral in Assisi. And I was quieted, sitting listening there to him, and during his talk...
Now, hold on one second. Brian, are you there? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just concerned. Brian?
No problem.
Brian!
Yes.
Yes. Are you getting Neonel? Is she broken up, or are you getting her clearly?
What we need to do, why don't we take a break and we can put her on another line.
Yeah, let's try that. Neonel, I'm just afraid you're breaking up pretty much. So let's take a break. We'll be back and we'll have a better line. Maybe we can get another call from South Africa from Neonel, and, we'll be able to kind of get this a little clearer. So we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Thank you. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. You're back with Intuit University, and we took a little bit of an earlier break, but it's been well worth it because we have Nianel back here and a clearer line from South Africa, and so we can kind of continue with the story. And I think when we left off, Nianel, you were talking about being – this is the story about meeting and kind of what happened when you were with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I think we left off when you were in Assisi in Italy. And go tell us from there what happened.
Yes, so we were in this beautiful cathedral in Italy, Assisi, and Dr. Wayne Dyer was doing a talk, and he was, a lecturer, and we were all in awe just listening to him, and I was so excited to be there and be part of everything, and suddenly I started feeling this excitement coming through my whole body, and I had this huge desire just to sing and get up and sing, and it was so overwhelming. I was actually holding onto my chair because I felt something pushing me from behind. And at that moment, Dr. Wayne Dyer said he's going to take a 5-minute break. And I remember I was actually holding onto my chair because, like I said, there was a pushing from behind. And the next minute, he just said he was going to take a 5-minute break. And I was actually standing on the stage in front of him, and I couldn't believe it. Up till today, I don't know how I got from my chair to on top of the stage in front of him. And I heard myself ask him if I could sing a song. And, I mean, if you know me, then you'll know that this is really unlike me. I mean, I'm a professional singer. I don't really ask to sing. People book me and I go and sing. But even if it was so, I was at that stage of my life still very afraid, and I wouldn't, go out and just shine. For me, it was a scary experience to just shine too brightly or to just shine my own light. So having to go and ask to sing, that's just something I won't do. And I was in front of him and I said, I heard myself saying, can I sing a song? And he was in shock, obviously, because, I mean, it's just unheard of, that you do something like that. And I was so embarrassed when I saw where I was and hear myself ask this question. So he said to me, right now. And so now I'm kind of like there in the moment. I'm like, no, maybe afterwards, but I'm feeling so embarrassed. And he was just trying to be polite and said, okay, well, we'll see afterwards. We'll see, how it goes. And he turned around to walk away. And I was so embarrassed. I just wanted to stop crying. And then he turned back and he said to me, what language will you sing in? Probably my accent. So I said, no, I'll sing in English. And then it's like something took over again. Honestly, I felt almost possessed by something. And I walked up to this man. I mean, he's in his 70s. And I took him by his shoulders and I said to him, don't worry, it'll be all right. Like I'm almost older than him. And I can't explain my behavior that day. And then he said, okay, well, we'll see afterwards. So I went to sit down again. I remember as I walked off the stage, I was actually crying because I was now completely an ego. My ego was taking over 100%, and I was so embarrassed for what I just did. And so I just took a seat wherever, and I actually cried. And I thought, I don't know what just happened, but it did. And I'm just going to kind of ignore it and just carry on listening to what he's got to say. Maybe everybody else will also kind of forget what I just did, And right at the end of his talk, which was really a very moving, wonderful talk, he actually got very emotional, and apparently this does not happen to Dr. Wayne Dyer very often he's a very controlled speaker, but this is my first time seeing him. And so he got very emotional at the end, and everyone was just standing up in the moment and being quiet with him. And in this moment, he suddenly remembered that there was somebody who wanted to sing. So he said there was a lady who wanted to sing. And I mean, you couldn't even say it quick enough. And I was next to him. I was standing right there. I was so eager to sing. I can't tell you the desire just to sing. And I wanted to start singing even without taking the microphone from him, you know. Being a professional singer for 20 years, this is something that you won't do. So I'm just saying this so that you can see that I was completely not myself. And he was insisting, no, you must take the microphone. And I can just imagine what's going on in his head. He must be thinking, oh my word, what's going to happen now? So I finally took the microphone from him and I sang. And it was so beautiful because at that moment they also opened the cathedral doors. I'm not sure how great my performance was because I was so emotional, but I really, really wanted to sing. And I was actually introduced for the first time in my life to an audience that actually understood the lyrics that's been flowing through me for so many years, you know. Lyrics that I sometimes sit and I listen to and I think, wow, this is lyrics and wisdom that I cannot even apply in my own life. You know, and music has been flowing through me for so many years. It even comes in languages to me. Sometimes I just phonetically write them down and sing it like that. And I know there's a lot of healing through this sound. And from this moment that I went on this trip, and this is how, you know, first of all, allowing myself to give something to myself, and then they're being guided, I believe, by my angels to sing. That is how I actually ended up having my book signed by Hay House. And
right, yeah, that's what I remember we had talked about, was that kind of opened a lot of doors in the U.S. for you, because you've since performed. I mean, you were signed with Hay House, and you've since performed. Did you perform at the last You Can Do It conference?
Yeah, I was actually at the I Can Do It in New York.
Oh, right. I Can Do It. I'm sorry. You know, you've had so
And much my keynote speak, you know, when I speak, I combine it with music, because I mean music is the way I breathe and communicate. So I will actually make a point, and then I will sum it up with a song.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, you know, your music is, it must have, I would think, just hearing your music, that it was the perfect kind of way to end Dr. Wayne Dyer's talk that day. I mean, it seems like that would have just, in fact, it probably would have been great if it could have been at the beginning to kind of just really attune people, open people up, their hearts up. But I'm sure it was, like you
Isn't
said,
that wonderful about music?
Guided.
Yeah,
now,
music really,
you know, you've
speaks
had
an international language.
You've had so much success in your career as a singer and a songwriter, an author, a performer. And you talked earlier about coming kind of from a shyer childhood and really having to learn about self-love and unconditional love and really vibrating to that love, and from there kind of spreading it out into the world and through your music and through your writing. What else do you feel like has kind of led to your success in these areas?
You know, when I was for many, many years, I had to play in any kind of venue just to kind of make a living. And I remember I played weddings and birthdays. I even played in casinos. Now, you can imagine you sitting there playing a beautiful ballad, you know, like say, for instance, tonight I celebrate my love. And then somebody would shout, bingo, you know, that's the kind of thing that I had to go to, you know. And then finally, I actually got a gig in the 5-star hotels where they used to put the grand piano in the middle of the buffet.
Oh, wow.
So that's where I'll be sitting and playing while people are dishing up and eating. I ate very well. And, you know, there's people coming up to you every single night asking you, please, can you just maybe sing a bit softer because they can't hear themselves speak at the table. And one evening, a gentleman even asked me if I could perhaps not sing at all, you know. So it was a really tough place to be in, and I actually became quite depressed, and I thought, wow, man, is this going to be my life? And then, you know, I started doing a lot of soul searching. And I believe that, you know, books and messages come to us. We just need to be open to it, you know. We just need to pay attention. But someone gave me the book by Neil Donald Wells. It was kind of Conversations with God. Mm-hmm. And somehow that book just opened things up for me. And I remember thinking, my goodness, I am actually successful because I do what I love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember just by changing my attitude and mm-hmm. just by feeling successful, mm-hmm. I started to attract more success into my life. Mm-hmm. I took that gig where every night I used to sit at the piano and I was dying slowly, thinking this is the worst place to be on earth. And mm-hmm. I turned it around into an opportunity. You know, soon, because my attitude changed, I started reaching out to the people and I went to talk to them, which was really hard for me because I'm an absolute introvert and I was really still terrified of people. But I stretched myself. I pushed myself. And I, excuse me, I eventually built up a bit of a fan base, you know. And mm-hmm. these are people that travel throughout the world because, I mean, the Hilton and the Michelangelo Hotel is international hotels. And I ended up meeting a few friends that became really, really dear friends to me. And I told you, it was very difficult for me in the beginning to get getting a record contract. I mean, I struggled for a very long time. Record label said to me, you've got a beautiful voice, but who will we sell this music to? And so, by the age of 30, I still haven't released an album. And you know, you can't even enter like a competition like the, you know, you've got the American Pop Idols. You need to be younger than 30. I mean, if you're 30, you've passed your sell-by date. So I was really depressed. I think I was about 28, 29 years old. And I'm thinking my clock is ticking, you know.
Yeah.
And just by changing my attitude and by changing how I felt about myself, feeling successful because I realized, my goodness, I get to do what I love, which is singing and sharing my songs. Sure, mm-hmm. not everyone's listening, but I get to do what I love. And, I mean, I was healthy and I had someone in my life that loved me. I had a roof over my head. I had food on the on my table. And I started changing my attitude. And the friends that I made there eventually financially helped me as well, contributed a bit to me recording my first album. And we released it. And soon, I tell you, I had a bit of a fan base there. So I turned that gig and that show into a place of joy for myself. You know, I remember the last year of playing there was absolutely wonderful because I changed my attitude.
Right. And, yeah, well, gratitude.
And
you know, it sounds
happened,
like you were,
you know,
really
from there, that's the
able key. To kind of, yeah, practicing gratitude is just magical in that way. It just really brings us so much more. And, it's kind of funny, you know, sometimes when I hear people like yourself speak who have just so much talent and have done so much, and I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, you started off and certainly you had to, I can't imagine probably a harder career than the music industry, the music business, especially when you're so you, you know, because your music is so you. Your music kind of really crosses so many, you know, limitations and barriers, and it's just so original and so perfectly you that your ability to retain that, you know, it's so hard sometimes, I think, when you're starting off or when you're really wanting to be successful at something, to retain your authentic self with it, to really kind of, you know, feed that, nurture it, and in a way kind of protect it, because, you know, the book industry, the music industry, I'm sure other industries are similar, that, you know, we say we want creativity and we say we want authenticity, but so many times people are really concerned about the dollar bottom line, you know, the money. And, you know, we say we want out of the box, but we kind of really only want the lid up, you know, we don't really want the total thing. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like I said, because you are so you and you have been so successful and you've done it so authentically, which is just incredible. What's it like, you know, you know, I, you being an introvert, I mean, I'm an introvert too. I'm very strong introvert, but I'm not up on stage. You know, I'm kind of in my little office here talking on the phone or with one-on-one or doing my classes. I'm not out there in front of, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people doing live performances every year. What's the most well, actually, you know, we're going to have to go to break in a minute. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the challenges of that for you. I do want to mention again that Nia Nail's book is Knowing Who I Am. There's a CD included, and you will get to hear the wonderful music that we're talking about. Her website, www.nianell.com. That's N-I-A-N-E-L-L. I'm Sherry Dillard, www.sherrydillard.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this. I do want to mention before we go on break, I do have that an April 7th class coming up. Feel free to take a look at that. Take a look at my website. I've got some new offerings I'm giving in terms of different kinds of readings. And please, if you go to my website, sign up for my newsletter so you can kind of hear more about what I'm doing. And I'd love to communicate with you that way. And I promise I won't bombard you with too many newsletters because I know we all get so many of them. So I think we're going to take a break right now, and we will be back in just a moment.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hello, we're back with Intuit University, and I'm Sherry Dillard, and I thank you so much for calling. For listening. Nianel is calling us from South Africa, and we're talking a little bit right now about, we're talking about what it's like to actually, like, what's the most challenging part of walking on stage in front of thousands of people? And especially as sensitive and mindful as you are, you're very spiritual, you're very heart-centered. You know, that love energy, I can just, you know, I'm sure it expresses itself in, I can't imagine being in concert, how wonderful that would be. But what kind of challenges and how do you get through that, Nianel, on stage?
So I would say the biggest challenge is just to let go. And I think that life and God and the universe has kind of prepared me for that by giving me a triplet, you know, because I often joke now and say that I now know what happens to control freaks, you know, they end up having triplets.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the most important things is really letting go. Letting go, especially of trying to control everything on stage and how the outcome and everything, but just being. Being this unconditional love that you are. And that is the best thing that we can do anywhere on earth, on stage, off stage, doesn't matter where we are. I often have a very serious meeting with my ego before the time, and I ask it, please, politely. I accept my ego. I know it's there, but I'm asking it, please do not join me on stage, because when I do go on stage with my ego, I'm going to be expecting a huge applause. You know, or I'm going to wonder what people are thinking of me, and I'm going to think all those kind of things, and then I end up not being the unconditional love that I am, you know. If I walk on a stage, my intention must be to first of all love and accept myself unconditionally and to just share that love. So, you know, I do prepare a lot, but that, I think, is what we need to do throughout life. Even if you're not on stage, you know, we need to be the miracle that we want to see in this world. And we need to be the love that we want to feel. So if I go on there and I expect to be loved, you know, I'm probably going to end up being disappointed. But if I go on stage and I'm just thinking, I love, I am love, I am joy, I am peace, and have fun. You know, that is also another thing I think my mom said to me. Like I was born on the age of 30. So having fun doesn't come naturally to me. And that's another gift that my children kind of, you know, brought into my life. It's they taught me how to play and have fun. And I think that's so important. And we can only have fun when we let go. Let go of our fears, of our frustrations, of our anger, our guilt, you know. That is when you can vibrate in unconditional love, when you let go and just be.
Triplets. Yeah, I tell you, I have that experience with my kids too. They really teach us how to play. They really teach us how to have fun and to let go even. It's kind of it's almost like a kind of going back into our most true self when we have children and can kind of experience it in that way. What do you want to teach your kids? You have triplets and all girls, I believe.
They're all girls. Two of them are identical. And
interesting.
Yeah.
So what would you like to teach them most about life? What would you like to pass on to them?
I just want to teach, my children only one thing, and that is to love themselves unconditionally. And the way that we teach is by being an example. So I really focus on being that unconditional love for them. And when I fail in, you know, in being this unconditional love, I want my children to see how I can forgive myself and try again. You know, we can turn blue in the face and our kids will really not hear a word we say because they watch us and that's what they learn. So, I'm just trying to be the person that I want them to become one day.
What kind of, do you have any, like, ways, things that we can do on a daily basis? What do you do on a daily basis to remind yourself of how of
Absolutely.
Loving yourself?
I mean, you know what? I'm a firm believer in first of all, I make a decision every single day. Some days I make that decision a couple of times, you know, to love myself. And then, you know, when I have little sacred places in my house. When I step into the shower, I mean, that's the way I pray, you know, the bathroom, especially for me, because that, but sometimes when you have a triplet, that's maybe the only place where you're going to be on your own,
right.
if you're lucky.
Uh-huh. Right.
So when I step into the shower, I start blessing my entire body from my little toe to the top of my head. And I say, thank you. I'm so thankful for everything because I focus just on what I have, because I know that when I start focusing on what I don't have, I'm going to start feeling really, really bad about my life and about myself. So when those days when I feel really down, I start thanking God for every little thing that I have, my eyes, my nose, my hair, everything that's in working order, my children. I thank, you know, when you are in, like you said, in gratitude, when you remain thankful, it just elevates you. And I try and do that as much as I can, especially on days where I feel a little bit low. There is nothing, better than positive affirmation, talking to yourself kind, with kindness and with love. And I need to do this constantly. I believe that we need to stay connected to the main source.
Yeah.
When we stay connected, that's when life is great. It's when we unplug, it's when we disconnect that life becomes very challenging. So to stay connected, that's a choice first of all, and then, you know, you need to do these kind of things. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, you are fabulous, you are beautiful. I'd say I talk very beautiful to myself, you know, because for a long time in my life I was very tough on myself and I was very mean to myself. And it didn't pay off. It didn't pay off. And trust me, by loving myself unconditionally, that pays off. And you know what? This is not a selfish love. This is unconditional love that will flow over to the people around you, and they will also experience that love.
Yeah, it really does flow to everybody, doesn't it? It's kind of amazing how I actually had a client yesterday who was just telling me about all these wonderful kind of transformations in her life with her mother and her sister and with her work and how things were kind of really coming into this great place in her life. And I guess it wasn't obvious to her, but it was obvious to me that she herself had been working so just amazingly open in loving herself and transforming her own pain and wounds and bringing in more and more love and forgiving others and accepting others and just so embodied love herself that it just kind of spread out to everybody in her life. And I think that we don't always see those connections, you know. Sometimes she didn't see the connection, but when we can kind of take that step back, it's kind of amazing, you know, what we're able to do just by love, you know, just by, and I like the practices you talked about too. My favorite one is walking in the dark in the morning. I love to walk when the moon's out, when it's still dark, before people wake up, pre-dawn. And that's when my connection to the universe and love, and I open my heart and I just feel so, so centered in that way. Nianel, it's been great having you. Again, this is Nianel, Love Yourself and Make a Difference, with her book, Knowing Who I Am. I hope you all check it out. It's fabulous. Her music, you will never hear anything like this. Trust me, never hear anything like this anywhere else but from Nianel, who is an extraordinary songwriter, musician. I hope you all check the book out. I'm Sherry Dillard. Oh, by the way, her website, www.nianell.com. I'm Sherry Dillard. www.sherrydillard.com. Please check me out. Sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for calling today, Nianel. Have a great evening. And
it was so wonderful to talk to you.
Yes, so nice to connect with you again. And I will talk to everybody next week. We'll be back. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.